Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 1 and verses 6 through 12. That is Job, first chapter, verse 1 and verses 6 through 12. I am reading from the NIV Bible. And it reads as follows, verse 1. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. Verse 6, one day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it."
My God.
Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil."
My God.
Verse 9, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied. "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." Verse 12, the Lord said to Satan, "Very well then, everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself do not lay a finger." Then Satan went out of the presence from the presence of the Lord. I want to speak today on the topic, the deal with God. Amen. The deal with God. Job was described as the greatest man among all the people of the East. In verse 1, it states that Job was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He was living his life the way God wants everyone to live their lives. Job shunned sin and did not allow sin to rule his life. Job feared the Lord, meaning he held God in high reverence and understood that God was in control of everything. Wow. He was rewarded for living his life the right way, and was blessed with wealth, both financially with herds of cattle, but also with a wealth in an abundance of family that also lived right. As a parent, we all want our kids to live an exemplary life, and Job was blessed with that. In verse 6, Satan appears before the Lord, and the Lord asks him a question. God asked Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth." This means that Satan is always present in our world as well as Job's world. Satan is always searching for people that will bow down to him. People who will sin instead of running away from sin, and people who will turn their back on God and follow him. Verse 8 states the following. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil." Now God knew Job. And Job knew God.
Yeah.
They had a relationship. God even told Satan that Job is not like no one else in the East. A man who is blameless and upright. A man who fears God and shuns evil. So Satan answered the Lord in verse 9. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied, have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flock and herds are spread throughout the land. Let's be clear about something. Satan has been trying without success to get Job. He's been trying for years. When Satan realized that he was unable to persuade Job to turn from God and turn to him, he came up with an excuse as to why he was unable to get through to Job. That's what that scripture is about. Have you not put a hedge around him? Meaning that you've kept him from me. He was using that as an excuse. Satan said that the only reason Job would not commit to him was because God had done this hedge around him. Satan also knew that God had all power on earth and that he was limited. That's right, folks. God has all the power. Satan does not. There's no limit in God. This is what Satan said to God in verse 11. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. Knowing that all power is in God's hand, Satan wanted to make a deal with God in a last-ditch effort to finally get Job, someone he's been trying to get for years. Y'all with me? Yes. Now, God knew what Satan was up to, okay? God knew every question before Satan even asked it. God knew Satan's motives all along was to finally trying to find a way to nab Job. Satan must have thought God didn't see through his plan. Satan must have thought that he would finally get Job after all these years. Satan did not realize that God already had a plan long before Satan even entered into his presence. God also knew that Satan was going to try his patience with this very deal. This is how God responded to Satan in verse 12. The Lord said to Satan, very well then, everything he has is in your power now, but on the man himself, do not lay a single finger on him. God agreed to allow Satan to try his best through trials and tribulations on Job, and that he would not interfere, basically. Okay? Satan was convinced that if hard times hit Job, then Job would turn from God and turn to Satan. God, being God, knew the outcome of the test long before Job was even born. Okay? As I said before, God knows Job and knows that no matter what you throw at him, Job was not going to blame God or turn his back on him. That's the kind of relationship Job had with God, and vice versa. Now, looking at the rest of the passage of the book of Job, you'll find out that God was right. And no matter what hard times fell on Job, his faith and love of God did not waver or end. Satan lost this deal and must have been very disappointed. Now let's review this. Satan had to make a deal with God in order to try and get Job to denounce God, right?
Yes.
Satan had tried to get Job on many occasions and failed. He knew that God had all the power and went to God with this ridiculous deal. God knew the outcome long before the deal was made, and Job stayed the course. Now, this isn't the last time that Satan tried to convince someone to bow down and follow him. If you remember in Matthew 4, Satan tried to make a deal with Jesus. He said, you know what? I know you've been in this wilderness for 40 days. I know you're at your weakest state. So if you're hungry and you're Jesus, if you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus said, you know what, Satan? It is written, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God. That's Matthew 4:4, in case you keep it score. Then Satan took Jesus to a high place. He said, you know what? All this you see below you is yours, man. All you have to do is bow to me. And Jesus said, no, no thank you. So eventually he tried one more thing. That didn't work either. Jesus told Satan to depart from him. Just get out of my face. For it is written, this is verse 10, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The devil knew he was defeated and left the presence of Jesus. Isn't that interesting? The same Satan that tried to make a deal for Job tried to pull an okey-doke on Jesus. You'd think he would have learned his lesson back then, but he didn't. So let's get back to Job. And first of all, I urge everyone to read the book of Job so you can understand the whole process. Consider that your homework assignment. But I have a question for us all, okay? And that question is, does Satan have to make a deal with God for you? How well does God know you? Have trials and tribulations made you turn away from God? Are you living a life like Job? Are you blameless and upright? Do you fear God and shun evil? Well, if we're being totally honest with ourselves, then we already know the answers to these questions, correct? However, this can be changed. Job knew God and God knew Job because Job had a relationship with God and Job found favor with God as a result of him having a relationship with him. Y'all listening to me? Now, the same God that blessed Job before, during, and after his trials and tribulations is the same God that will do the same for us if we commit the same way Job did. Y'all understand what I'm saying here? That's all we have to do. Now, in closing, there's a TV show that comes on called Let's Make a Deal. Everybody's seen it, right? The show's premise is centered around people who have obtained something and are given an opportunity to trade what they have for something else which they believe is worth more than what they had to start with, right? Think about that. Satan wants to make a deal with you the same way. He wants you to give up your love for God and give him, he'll give you Satan's love in return. That's a bad deal.
Yes.
The deal Satan made with God shows you the lengths that Satan will go to try and get someone to convert to him. This is why having a relationship with God is more important than ever. And it'll keep us from making any kind of bad deal that could prove to be too costly. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this word. Father, we just repent for not being as blameless and upright as even Job. Help us, O Lord. Help us to develop that strong relationship with you, Lord, so that when the trials and tribulations of life come and the enemy comes to take us away, Father, we'll be strong and be able to fight it off. Father, we just pray, Lord, and thank you, Father, that you are the same God to Job that you are to us. And we ask, Lord, that you'll protect us even as you protected Job. Help us, O Lord. Help us to keep what we have and not try and make a deal for something that's not worth it, Lord. Help us, Lord. Please help us, Lord. Father, we thank you for this word. We pray, Lord, that you'll anoint this word and that whoever hears it, Lord, will seek you, come after you, Father, and want to develop and continue their relationship with you. May you be glorified through this word, Lord. May you open the ears of those who hear it, the eyes of those to see it, and the hearts to receive it. Father, thank you for using me for your glory and honor. I'm not worthy. Father, I thank you for this word and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.